Yeah, I'm going to give it another week. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah will speak better by the Shia Kali, by Yeshiva Soka. If not, then we'll have a share on it. But so this week, if you have Mishaburus in front of you, we'll go through different halachas that Kedai Techazer, Nigeya, Ses Mechuba, and Erev Yom Kippur. So the says Simen Tav Resh Beis over here. The Ramah starts off the Simen Hagom Anan LeMachras Rosh Hashanah V'Utayin Nesiba. So Ramah says that the day after Rosh Hashanah is the Tainus of Tzayim Gedalia. Tzayim Gedalia. Now the Mechaba doesn't mention over here. So the Mishbura says, "Kol chaysav nisbar b'simen tav kuf nun." Ayn shal Mishbura. Meaning, the Sfaradim will not get away with this, because he does mention in Hilchas Tainus. So if it's mentioned in Hilchas Tainus, why do I have to repeat it over here? Perhaps because there's two dinim. One is Hilchas Tainus. One is Hilchas Sidrei Yimei Tshuva. Why do we fast on Tzayim Gedalia? It's nice to know why you fast on Tzayim Gedalia. There were many yard sites and many great people that passed away and many great people that were killed also. So why don't we fast every day? Teretz is because Gedalia was killed by our people that did not want to hear what he had to say. He got up to give Musar to tell Klai Yisrael to do tshuva. They said, no, we don't need to do tshuva. And they went against him. So, it says the Marsha, as a kapara for that, we do tshuva on this day. On this day that they killed them because they didn't want to do tshuva, we do tshuva. So that could be that's what Ramah is saying over here. Now, see, Ramah is aware that it's mentioned in Hilchos Tainus, but he's repeating it in this simen, which is Sidrei Yimei Tshuva, because the Tainus of Mis'an in Lamachas is a din in tshuva. That's why we're fasting. All these days we're marbin tefillas tachnunim, which already in the beginning of Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, over there was mentioned that Elul in general is a time for tachnunim. Take a look at the Shari Tshuva. It brings down over here the Berke Yosef, Darizal Shu Ikka Gadol. The tefillas now says she came rolling sas rabbanim. He saw some rabbanim she tamir yasukim begufei halacha bechibur. They were oisik in learning and writing chiburim. V'chaydish Elohim manichem kitzas misidram lumad gersa rak tachnunim aynsha. And then he says there's a time for everything. An ace to learn and an ace to daven. Now is the time for davening. So that's the adgasha that all the paisim, the mishabrura and tafka pe'alaf is madgish, say extra tehillim. And when you say tehillim, say the yiratzayin. Even if you didn't finish the sefer, say the yiratzayin. Because if you get chaprayim more tefillas, that's now's the zman for that. That's the adgasha. Now the Ramah says over here, which means by Shachas and Mincha, Mvad b'Shabbos. Except for Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur, unless Erev Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. I'm sorry, unless Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So then Erev Yom Kippur, you say by Shachas, but not by Mincha. Okay, and then he brings down by Kiddush Levana, that many have the minig to wait until Matzah Yom Kippur. So being in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little easier because usually it's not raining, it's not cloudy. But in places where it's cloudy, it's taking a chance because you're waiting already for the 10th day. You might miss it. So some people will do it earlier. And some people do wait. It's a time of Simcha. Kiddush Levana, you're supposed to say with Simcha. I would say, L'hakva p'nei. So we wait for Matzim Kippur where everyone's besimcha. Ah, we've got our slicha and kapara. The Mishbura brings down over here over Medrash Issa. Now this Medrash is quoted in Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos also. Why do we blow Shaifa Matzah Yom Kippur. So the Pasha reason that people say is because since on the year of Yoifel, you blow, right, Matzah Yom Kippur, we blow, Matzah Yom Kippur of Yoifel, we blow Shefa, to let know all the Avadim and all the fields, everything goes back to its place. So we do it as a Zeicha for Yoifel. Why don't we do it only once every 50 years? Because we're not sure the Cheshmer of Yoifel, so we do it every year. But the Medrash, and Taisus quotes this Medrash, which says a different reason. What's the reason? Matzah Yom Kippur, Basko Yoitzeis Voimeres. The Basko goes out and says, Leich Echol B'Simcha, go eat B'Simcha. So Taisus says, we blow the Shaifa Matzah Yom Kippur to announce, prepare the food, make sure there's good food at home, not just leftovers from Erev. Have a Suda and eat good food, Matzah Yom Kippur, because we're B'Simcha. Interesting. Okay. Now, in Tav Reish Gimel. So here, the Mechaber says, Av Misheni Nizmi Pashal Kusim Ases Mechuba Tzarch Lizayim. Even someone who's not normally careful from eating Pashal Kusim, he eats paspalta, he eats bread that's baked by a non-Jewish baker. Ases Mechuba Tzarch Lizayim, should be careful. Hagah, Yesh Lecha Adam Lechapes Lefashmish B'mais of Losha Mehem Ases Mechuba. Now, What's different about Ases Mechuba? That now one's being makbid on Paspalter. So there's many reasons given for this. One reason, which is a reason that we should think about in general, is that throughout Eloh HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close to us. Der Shashem B'Matzai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself found by us. He's always Mashkiach, but he's closer to us. There it says, Mechuba, we feel close to him. We just mamlechim, just made him a melech. There's a certain feeling of closeness between us and the Rabbi Shlom. When you're walking with the king, or when you're in the king's palace, you behave differently. So even though until now I was not makbid, after Yom Kippur I'm not going to be makbid, that's fine. It's not, right, people say, but anyways, I'm not going to be makbid. That's fine. But the fact that today you are being makbid because, again, it has to be because today I feel like I'm in the king's palace, therefore I'm acting differently, that's tremendous. That is the feelings of Aseres Mechuba. We're just mamach the Rabbi Shlom, we're with the Rabbi Shlom, we belong to him, we're for him. So it's really any chumrah, not just the chumrah paspalta, any chumrah that a person wants to take on, but seriously, to give up, what you're doing is you're giving up something of your own because you have to act differently when you're with Hashem. Right? That's the whole idea of a chumrah. You can't just make up chumrahs. So it should have some basis, l'chayra. Even though if we take a look in Simen, Tav, Reish, Zion, I think it is. Take a look over there. Tav, Reish, Tes. I'm sorry. Tav, Reish, Tes. Says here, Mutta lahatzmin chamin me'erv Yom Kippur l'matzah Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, I want to have nice hot food, right? The Mekayim, the Medrash, I want to have nice, good, hot food matzah Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, I'm going to insulate it, keep it warm, so be hot matzah Yom Kippur. Mutta to do that. Hagav, yesh oimim, she'ein lahatzmin me'erv Yom Kippurim. V'chein aminig b'mdin selo. You want to put up a challenge, Erev Yom Kippur, to have Matzah Yom Kippur? Now I'll do that. Why not? Look at the Shaar Tzion, Sifkat and Aleph. Magen Avram, Shem Radvaz, Rabbi Yom Zeb. V'ayin Shabbos Nev Yuches Amaral, V'tzarchin. What's wrong? If I put it up Erev Shabbos, right, every Erev Shabbos, I put food up Erev Shabbos, and put up the challenge and cook, and I eat it on Shabbos. What's wrong with that? So he says, "Sarchin, v'ulai." Listen to this, v'ulai mishum de ba'aseres mechuba yesh la'achme afilu b'dava amut b'dina. Could be aseres mechuba. You should find chumras even on things that are amut b'dina. So he says. So we see how by this inyan goes that I hold myself back from doing things that I'm allowed to do because I'm just in a different place. I'm with Rabbi Ishlam. So that's fine. The Halacha as Mishmur says we're not noig this din. We're noig like the Mechaber that's mutter to do. So you could put up your food there, Yom Kippur for Matzah Yom Kippur. But the idea, the tzad that we have over here, that's the Seres Mechuba. Therefore, the Ramah says, person should be Mechapes, Mefashmaisa, and do Tshuva. That's what these days are for. Seres Yimei Tshuva. That's why the Rambam learns that the din slichos is when only Aser is made tshuva. Because slichos is the din in tshuva, not din in tefillah, it's the din in tshuva. So what are the days of tshuva? Aser is made tshuva. Okay. Then we go on further. It's just on the talk, interesting. Safik Avera needs more tshuva than Avera Badai. Safik Avera needs why? Why is the Safik Avera? Because the Avera Badai, you mischarit. Safik Avera, you're not so mischarit. What does that mean? Very simple. Everyone regrets the Avera after they do it. Right? You always have to say, like, why did I do that? What did I gain by doing it? I don't feel good about it. To regret Avera Badai, that happens. But when and maybe it was a vera, maybe it wasn't a vera, you don't regret that. You start to rationalize it. And then all of a sudden it becomes a mitzvah l'shem shemaim, right? So that's what he's saying. A suffix of vera, you sometimes need more tshuva because it didn't bother you so much. The chilek between Yishmael and Esav, Rashi and Beitza, the beginning of the second parak, he says, a rama is worse than a mezid. Someone who does Averis B'mezid. Why? Someone who does Averis B'mezid. One day will do tshuva. That was Yishmael. One day will do tshuva. Because he knows, the Maisi, he knows he's doing Avera. Whether he's doing it the Te'avon or La'achis, he knows good why he's doing tshuva. The Ramai, he may know, but he's rationalizing himself. When you rationalize yourself, you're not doing tshuva. He's keeping Shirus Eilech, right? This is fashion. Okay. So you have to keep that in mind when you're doing tshuva. Tav Reish Dalid, mitzvah lechol b'Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Ula harvest v'suda. Two dinim. One is lechol, to eat, just eat. And the second din is to be marbe b'suda. Hagav asu l'sanis b'en. It's asa filu tainas chaloim. No, the l'sanis b'en, look back to what to do. Now, what is this all about? The Gemara brings the pasuk. Should be ma'ana your nefesh on the 9th of the month. What do you mean? Yom Kippur is on Asiri, on the 10th. That's why it's supposed to say that. It should say the 10th, or the 9th by evening. So the Gemara says, you learn from here, on the 9th you should eat, and if you'll eat on the 9th, it will be as ki'ilu, you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. It's a funny thing. I'm eating and it's ki'ilu, I fasted. Okay. So some Rishonim learn that there's a mitzvah da'iraisa over here. Mitzvah da'iraisa to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah da'iraisa. We learn from a pasuk. It's not just a funny drasha. It's a real lima. Now, why did Hashem give us this mitzvah? So the Rabbeinu Yonah gives three reasons. Reason number one is that every yontif has a seuda. So where's the seuda of Yom Kippur? That's on Erev Yom Kippur. We have the seuda of Yom Kippur. Reason number two is the zman of slich and kapara. We're excited. What are you doing excited? You eat and you drink. Number three, Hashem wants to make the fast easy. Hashem says as follows. I know that for you to get your kapara, you have to fast. That's why the world was set up. You fast, you do tshuva, get a kapara. I want to make it easy for you. So I'm going to give you a mitzvah to eat, so that it will be easier for you to fast. Nafka Mina says the ksav say for many Nafka Minas. Nafka Mina number one is, what are you eating? If the reason is al suda, you got to sit down to your suda. If the reason is that simcha, they're excited, eat whatever gets you excited, potato chips, whatever they're still on. Eat candy. If it's out the tainus, then you got to eat nutritious foods that are going to give you koiches for the tainus, not the stomach ache. So that's the nafkimi. How about people that are pata from fasting, chayla? Do they have the mitzvah to eat or not? Point of reason of seuda and zman of simcha, they have. If it's to help you fast, they don't have. So again, we have nafkiminis between the reasons. Taisus Rid comes with Taisus Rid. He says, I don't understand. All these reasons don't stem with the Gemara. Because, like we asked, it makes no sense that you eat and skilus ana. You're all happy about it, and then it's kilu you at a tainus. He says, I'll tell you, Pshat. Because when you eat a lot, and then all of a sudden you stop eating, it hurts a lot. Your stomach just grew. Now you're not feeding it, it's painful. Matter of fact, it's double painful. So he says, that's pshat. Eat and eat and eat and eat as much as you could every Yom Kippur. So then you'll have double enoy. And then you'll for sure get a kapara. That's what he says. Nafkamina is nafkamina l'alocha. Nafkamina l'alocha. Every Yom Kippur, can I take those caffeine pills to suppress my hunger? Can I take those other pills that I shouldn't have enoy? Can I do that or not? Koita is written, no. Adrabah, the more you have, the better. According to Rabbeinu Yaina, yes, Hashkosh Baruch wants it to be easier. Do whatever you could to make it easier. Allah HaMais will be passing like Rabbeinu Yaina. You can take those pills and eat to help your times. Don't make Mo'inu. That's interesting. And he says that's what the word says, Kilu Sana. How is this Kilu Sana? Okay, so the word is Kilu Sana. Okay, now, so that's the mitzvah. The night before, the Lel of Erev Yom Kippur is machlek as if there's a mitzvah to eat then or not. Now, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, what's the rule? Savi d'oraisa l'chomra. So you gotta eat at night also. There you go. Right? Savi d'oraisa. Shurei yishani. And when there's a mitzvah to eat, it's always hard to eat. And that's when the Yitzhara makes it hard to eat. So, mitzvah lecho b'erev Yom Kippur is as in your vachila, and also la'arba is b'suda, yishav suda. Now some people are noig taka to have two su'udais on erev Yom Kippur. One early in the day, and then one is the suda mafsekes before yantav starts. And we find different dinim, as we'll get to suda mafsekes, what to eat at the suda mafsekes. You should eat foods that are light, not meat, eat chicken, eat foods that won't cause you to be warm, to different foods that we were not eating by the sum of sex. In the morning, it's an interesting meaning to eat fish. Where does that come from? The Torah brings a medrash. Torah says a medrash. Interesting medrash. You'll look it up. He says, there was a king who had a single son, and he told his son, I want you to fast one day a year. Okay, and in order that I shouldn't hurt you so much, I'm going to give you what to eat and drink before. Then the medrash continues, says, mashal to a person, a shayter, an officer, shayter, who wanted fish. So he sent his eved out to the market to buy fish. Gets to the market, he gave his eved a golden coin to buy one fish. It was a salmon or a tuna, I don't know what fish cost, one golden coin. So he goes there to buy a fish, and he gets this one fish left. And he goes to the maich, he says, here's a golden coin, I want that fish. All of a sudden another guy jumps in and says, one second, I'll give you 5 golden coins. So he gives him 5 golden coins, and he takes the fish. So the Eved is like, you just ripped that fish out of my hands. So he goes back to the Shaiter and he tells the Shaiter, this is what happened. There was only one fish left and I almost got it, but this guy popped in there and gave 5 golden coins and took it away from me. So the Shaiter said, you gotta find out who this guy is. Goes, searches, checks the cameras, finds out who it is, tracks him down, says to him, Ma malachtech? What do you do for a living? Chayot, I'm a tailor. You're a tailor? Okay. Why are you giving 5 zehufim for 1 little fish? Like, and number 2, why did you rip that fish out of the hands of my Eved and take it? So he says, because today is a very special day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyzer and mitzava us to eat today. Erev Yom Kippur. To eat. And I wanted to eat a fish on this day. So I was willing to pay 10 zubim or even 100 zubim. Whatever it cost for it. And the Shaita says, nice, and he walks away. Frankly, Beis Yosef, it's funny because it's a medrash. And Beis Yosef, Mamash takes it serious. And he has a few kashas. He says, I don't understand what happened here. What happened here? The Shaita wanted fish, so he sends his Eved. The Eved comes back and says, this guy paid more money than I did. He got the fish and he took it from out of my hands because he paid more. Shaita gets upset. Very upset. Very upset. And, you know, I don't have dinner tonight. And he goes to look for the guy to catch him. And he asks him 2 strange questions, like, what's your parnasa? And then he asks him, like, why'd you pay 5 zubim? Why didn't you just say, like, what was this all about? That you ripped the fish off my Eved. My Eved was about to take it, and you came and you cut in. Like, just say your time. And then he answers back to him, Shem was mitzvah us to eat, and I'm so happy about it, I pay whatever it costs. And he walks away. How does that work? So he gives 2 terutzim to answer Pshat. So this one pshat is as follows. I'm only saying it because Beis Yosef felt the need to write it, so I guess it's something that everyone here should learn from. And you'll tell me what you're going to learn from it. So Beis Yosef says, one malach is as follows. He says that pshat was as follows. He was a shaiter. He was an officer, policeman. What's his job? To make sure that people don't steal, and the gangsters are locked up and thrown into jail, right? That's his job. When you hear that a guy goes and buys this fish, right? A fish for 5 zehufim, it means what? It means that money comes easy, as you go, easy come, easy goes. So it means it came to him easy, and everybody's ready to give 5 zehufim for a simple fish. It means he must be a ganav, right? If he worked hard for his money, he wouldn't spend it on something cheap. So not that it bothered me, so to base it, it didn't bother me that I didn't end up with the fish and I'll have to eat something else for dinner. Right? That's not what bothered him. What bothered him was, this is a chashash over here of a ganav. So I gotta track him down and lock him up. So he tracked him down, he said to him, like, where do you get all this money from? So he said, I'm a chayat, the tailor. Taylor, what's a tailor doing paying for it? Because I have such a chashivas for fish on the day that I'm supposed to eat. So that's fine, okay. That's fine. Now I understand why you paid 5 zehufim for it. That's one pshat. And then he says, second pshat, you look over there, it says second pshat. So from here it became a minik. Now every Yom Kippur, people eat fish. In the first suit, not the second.
One fish.
Huh?
It should be only one fish.
Why? There's only one fish left. If you go to the market and there's 100, you gotta buy all of them, maybe. That's the medrash. I shared with you a tour, b'shem a medrash, and a Beis Yosef, and you look for the second malach over there. What he has. Look at the pre-show over there. Also, to everyone gets involved here. Just, and no one says the nimshal. Everyone's getting involved in what's shot in the mashal. Pre-show says, no, it was Lav Davka and whoa, what's going on over here? Okay, fine. So there's a mitzvah, lechol, mitzvah laharbis besuda, is it the fast. Okay, now there's a meaning of kaparis on Erev Yom Kippur. Oh, sorry. Ein naifnu miram tachnon. We don't say Lamatech because it's not a Yom Tzara. We don't say Mizmal Saida. Right? Mizmal Saida. Why don't we say Mizmal Saida on Erev Yom Kippur? Because the Karmel Saida is a lot of meat. And you need 2 days to eat the meat. We're not going to have 2 days to eat the meat. I don't understand. When you say Mizma Seda, you bring your carbon tamid. When you say Mizma Seda, you say thank Hashem for all the good that He gives you, right? So who cares if I'm going to be able to eat it or not eat it? Why shouldn't we say Mizma Seda? Give Him thanks. Teretz is that every morning, every Pesach, we also don't say Mizma Seda. Why? Because I'm not going to be able to eat the Lachmei Taida. Teretz is every morning when you're saying Mizma Seda, you are bringing a carbon tamid with the lachmi taida kipshutai. And therefore, on a day when you can't bring it, you can't say it. The saying is bringing it. And the truth is, the Paiskim speak about the tefuah shar in the back of the sefer. Many achrayim speak about when you say karbanis bechal. And this is Shiva, they say karbanis, right? Then it starts 7:15, 15 minutes to say karbanis. So when you're saying kabbanis, somebody can hold. You have to be standing. You're the kain bringing the carbon. You're shechting. You're doing the zrika. You're doing the kabbal. You're doing the whole all the works there. When you say here outside, this is mamish bringing the carbon. So it's a serious thing. Anyways, okay. Then we have the mitzvah of kaparis. So in the old Shulchan Aruch, when it's not clear who wrote the titles, whether it was the Mechaber or not, but the old Shulchan Aruch say Mini Kaparis Berbim Kippurim Shtus. It's a Shtus. And Mechaber says Yesh L'Menoya Minik. You should hold back the Minik. Stop people from doing it. Stop people from doing it. And in 2026 we can't call it a Shtus, so they took it out. And it became a Tusha. So, but Yesh Lim Noya, don't do it. Why not? Says Mishbrur, Darkei Mayri. What's Darkei Mayri? Things that Goyim do. Goyim do Zech Alifazi, right? They sprinkle the water on the guy. Poof, his Averis go flying off. So we circle the chicken around the head. Averis go flying off. That's Darkei Mayri. Says the Ramah, 1 second, slow down. The Goyim did it. The Goyim did it. He says, Yesh me'a Goyim shekasvu meaning zeh. Right? Take a look at Rashi and pay Aleph Omer Aleph and Shabbos. Parpisa was the type of plant. Rashi said, brings down a Chuvas HaGoyim over there. Chuvas HaGoyim, that in the middle of Elul, towards the end of Elul, there were some places in the middle of Elul, some places at the end of Elul, Tezvav or Chavhei Elul, they would go ahead. Plant a certain plant, a pool of love, and they would plant a plant for each person in the house. And every Rosh Hashanah, he says, they would take the plant, go zeh chalipazi zeh marasi zeh, and throw the plant into the yam. So, Zog Drama, the Maestro, the Goyim did it. So we find the Goyim did it. Therefore, we should do it. Arizal says, you should do it. That's why Sephardim do it, even though Mechab said not. Arizal overrides. Arizal did. So the question is, but my said, Darkei Mayri, how do we get out of that? So Yesh Aymer, the Pshad is, Darkei Mayri, is, Pshad is that, why are we doing Kaparas? We believe that when you go like, sir, the whole head, your affairs go put? No. It's the Bima Ayra, it's the Tujuba. That what's going to happen to this chicken really should happen to me, right? They're going to shecht it and throw it down and then burn off its leaves, its feathers. So I really deserve that. And that's ma'ayra me to do tshuva. And that's a beautiful terence, and that's what you should have in mind when you're doing kaparas. Have that in mind. But I have a problem. That the Ramah continues, he says that for mu'uberes, the lady who's mu'uberes, she used two chickens, one for herself and one for the Uber. What are we doing with the Uber? So you're telling me in his list, Gilgal he had Averis. He has to choose for his list, Gilgal. Okay, fine. I'm fine with that. Fine with that. But how is that going to help us to be Ma'ira, the Uber to To do tshuva? How are you doing that, right? If the whole verse is to be you to do tshuva, I understand. So says the Goyin, a long Goyin, Uber Yerachimai, we don't pass like the Mandoma Lav Yerachimai, it's Yerachimai, therefore the mother has to do tshuva for her and also for this Yerach. So do I have to do tshuva for my two hands separately? How does that work? And then there's all needing. Can we use one chicken for two people? Or no, everyone needs their own chicken. Right? So the Paisim say, if we're doing it together, so we can do one chicken for everyone. But if we're doing it separately, then we need two different chickens. Why? There's just to be my irony to the tshuva. Who cares if it's the same chicken over and over? So there's something else going on over here, Baisnes. Mechaba had a taina over here. And Rama was saying, oh, no, it's not so bad. It's still fine.
You know what was expecting twins? Should you do two?
Do two, do six if you want also. But let's first understand what's going on, then you can start clearing. So, you know what I mean? So there's something happening here, so therefore, Vali should have in mind that's being argued to Chupa. At the same time, there's something happening here. I don't know what it is. I'll tell you another interesting going on where this will end. In the next simon over here talks about doing tshuva. Says the Mechaba, if you did something wrong to your friend, you gotta ask him for tshuva. Gotta be mefaisin. Go to him once, he says, no, not maichil. Go to him a second time, not maichil. Go to him a third time, not maichil. What does Mechaba say? Ene zakakla. You went three times, you don't have to bother going again. I don't understand, but I didn't get my tzlicha. He was never maichil me. And without him being Maichami, I may not have a good year. So we mean any zaka claw. Right, and each time I go with a different kinesh to try to get him to give me chila. So what does it help if it's three times? What did Taina? Look at the goyin, a fascinating goyin. Another big shtick up on the goyin there. He quotes a medrash. That the Medrash says that if you go to your friend and he has mechila and he's not meichel you, ma yase, what should you do? So first the Medrash says one thing, then the Medrash says again, but ma yase, the meichel is not being meichel, what should I do? Says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is royeh. The shiflusa, your shiflus that you were mashbel you to your friend. You went three times and you were mashbel yourself to him. You degraded yourself by explaining to him what you did to him and showing him how you regret it. And for that alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on you. Don't say he got tzlicha, it says he's merachim. Merachim. For that alone, that you were mashbel yourself. So it's time to go and say, be merachim. You have to be machnia yourself and talk about yourself out there. And then if he's not meichel you, three times, that busha that you had, that ashpala that you had, by the way, to the kasha with the kaparis that was asking you, with the muberis and all that, might have to do with this week's pasha. What does that have to do with this week's pasha? In the beginning of the pasha, Rashi says, it's a sheyeshne poi oimed imanu, the hair standing. It's a sheyenenu poi imanu. Who are those? The Rashi says the future dares. Where are they? So the mufarshim on Rashi, Reim and the Alchayim and look at the Kliyaka talks about that the neshamas where they were out of guf, and the nefesh is what needs tshuva. The nefesh hachoytas. We always find. Kisech the nefesh. The nefesh is what's chayta. The nefesh is needs the kapar. The nefesh is was there without the guf. So shaykh echves. I'm saying something which I have no idea. Maybe we should turn off the recorder. So maybe it's shaykh to say that even though the uba, the guf of the uba is not here, but the neshama of the uba is there. And the neshama could be in the seira to something because we see from the parsha this gercha. What's gercha? The Gemara says Gercha is. The Gemara says right. The Gemara is. It's a shenenu. What the Ger weren't there. The Gemara says Maslayu. You're right. They weren't there, but their guf wasn't there, but their mazel was there. So there's something besides the guf that exists that has shaychas to shvuas. Right? How do you make a shvuah? Ha'adam b'shvu. You need the Adam by the shvu. No, basically, that you can make a shvu with the neshama also. Okay.